Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're bound to answer. Starring Rick Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Lady Hardy. It's Ask Low Blows.
Rick asked me to record this. It's really late and he's like trapped the door. He's like standing in front of the door of Low Blows HQ, so none of us can get out. I'm actually still here with Katie and Justin from the main show. Does anybody want to say anything? That's not a request for food or water. Okay, we're dying in here. I don't know what's going to be on this Best of Ask Low Blows. Rick, in between the certain segments, will probably say, haha, that was really good, and hopefully it'll fit and make sense. Thanks for making me the host this year. I really enjoyed it.
Rick, this is a question we've got so many times before, but I just want to say the username to see if I got it right. At Wrestly 3480 4765 come on to us. This is what I love about it. Like, I don't know who they are because their username is wrestling. And I wonder if, like, that's someone who's really young. I'm not making fun of you, by the way, because I've done this, and I think everyone has. And, like, they're really young, and they get on the internet, and they're like, I'm going to be wrestling. I'm going to be the one who's wrestling. But we don't know who you are. So send in your name with stuff so we can identify you and build a relationship as podcaster and listener. If you could pick 11 Irish wrestlers to make a football team, who would it be and what positions would they be? Who would be goalkeeper?
Katie. This is what I mean.
It's not fun with her. She's not got here, the gloves. I can imagine it. But all she can do, she's terrible. Like, she's just standing there with her arms up. Right, who be wing back? So right back, left back.
Right back, LJ Cleary, like father, like son. You know what I mean?
Left back. You're looking at, so right back and left back are usually a good team. So then you're looking at one of the more than high plants. Left back, I associate with someone who's speeding up the wing.
So who's fast?
Like a wing back. And then I'd say you're looking at Darren Carney, maybe.
Yeah.
But I could also see him being a number 10.
Left back, left back, left back. I'm thinking. See, I'm thinking Devlin, but I feel like that's wasted.
Jordan's a striker.
Yeah.
Jordan's a striker.
No,
do you see that bicycle kick?
Yeah. I wanted my strike partnership to be Declan and Terry Thatcher. Because I'd be like Peter Crouch and like.
Declan doesn't count.
But no, what I'm saying is you could like have him wrestle one match so he counts for this and then like. You know, Declan and Terry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair enough. He is a good Niall Quinn, like.
Yeah, you can put him in. Yo, I need him up there for those headers, you know what I mean?
Like, this is it.
Send Declan up for the corner.
They're Niall Quinn and Robbie Keane. You know what? I'm going to let Declan in this team.
Yes.
Jordan then would be, he'd be...
Cam?
Yeah, he'd be a Cam. So this is a 4-3-1-2.
But you see, what you're 4-3.
Now we've got more. Who's the defensive midfielder? Who's the linchpin? Who's the one that holds it all together?
Well, for me, this...
Phil, defensive midfielder. He's the Claude Makélélé.
I was thinking a CDM would be somebody who's like, who's hard, like, I'm thinking Roy Keane, I'm thinking, who's hard as fuck?
Phil.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I think he'd be a good one.
And kind of the person that holds it all together, the glue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got Phil, so we need
centre back, I'd go with Liam Royal.
Yes!
That's the centre back, 100%. Who else? Who'd be...
Big Rab,
you know what? I mean...
Yeah. Two fucking bruisers in centre back. Oh, bruiser. Bruiser can't play football, I've seen it. It's pitiful. Fucking pitiful. It's like a fucking 6-year-old. You can't kick the ball. Like, do you know when like they really focus and they do a little run up to the ball and then they'll slice it? That's Bruiser. Bruiser's not on this team. And he's also a fucking red card machine. Like,
oh, Russell Dempster.
Okay. Where?
No, I'm thinking who's big, who could be centre back.
Have we got Jordan? We do, yeah.
Who do we have?
No, we have Jordan in the team. Think athletes as well. Like, so the more than hype lads, right and left wing?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Do we have our team? Who's our left back? Who's athletic? Who's small athletic?
Klong.
Oh, there you go. So there you go. That's it. You're in. We both say at the same time, you're in. Chatting off air after taping the flagship. And Nordy Wrestling came up. And I think, on behalf of... No, wait, we shouldn't say that. That's not a way to talk to people from Northern Ireland. On behalf of Southern Ireland, they won't respond well to that. No, but here's the thing. Yeah, I was like, we can actually talk about this on the show. It's like, I'm looking at it from afar, and there's a lot of wars going on. There always seems, there's always something going on in the north. It's like, here's the thing that kind of frustrates me a little bit, and I feel like I'm speaking out of place because I haven't had much involvement with Northern Irish wrestling. I think I did a PWU show once. But from my standpoint, it looks like they have a really good potential scene there. There's a lot of great wrestlers there, and there's a lot of shared knowledge. This is how wrestling down here has blown up. And they have a really good fan base as well, who are really hungry. And the thing I get from Northern Ireland fans is that they want what we have down here, and they want that, and they're willing to kind of support it, and they're willing to kind of get behind anything that goes along with it, that kind of gives them that. They'll support, like, all the promotions if they have to. But the problem is, it's like, as has been so often the case in Northern Ireland's history, they have to have a division. And it's just a shame because, like, I don't know, like, if I could say something to Northern Ireland, it's like, I have been a part of wrestling when there was a massive division, Irish Whip and NWA Ireland, and every single one of us looks back at that now and go, that was stupid, and it hurt all of us. All of us were hurt by us arguing and having petty grudges, which we forget what it was about now. We don't remember.
I remember all of them.
But, like, we laugh about it now, and, like, yeah, literally, like, I'm Irish Whip and Katie's NWA, like, and it's like, we're on the same show now. But I work for Fight Factory, which is kind of an offshoot of NWA Ireland now. I'm the fucking GM, you know what I mean?
All right, Rick, like, Rude, calm down.
We're all quality reference. I didn't even think you knew him. Amazing. But now we're all at a stage where the reason it's got this far is because everyone decided to work together and share that knowledge and pool that. And then you can create something special. But if everyone's robbing pennies out of each other's pockets, there's nothing. But I don't know. I don't feel fully qualified because I don't know enough. But I'm just hearing what's going on and seeing the arguments that these promoters are having in public on social media where nobody looks good. And I like so many people from the Northern Irish scene that I'd like it to be successful. That's just my personal thoughts anyway.
Yeah, I have a lot of affinity for the North. Like, I wrestled for PWU a lot. I wrestled for Uprising when it was around. I've wrestled for Wrestling.ie. I kind of wrestled for most of the Northern promotions. Mm. And, like, I know a lot of really good people up there that I want to see do well.
Yeah.
And I just think they all need to watch Game of Thrones. Because, like, think about how successful it was when, like, the Wildlings and the Giants and, like, everyone joined together and, like, Castle Black and they're, like, hole in the wall and they all came down south and they all worked together and it all came really well. Like, and yeah, everyone did really well for themselves. And then, like, they just went back up north. Like, I feel like that's kind of what they're doing. Like, they make some inroads down south and, like, some people start doing well and then, like, something petty happens and then they all, like fucking a Night King comes along and, like, kills some children and nails them to the wall and then they all go back up north again.
Yeah.
And it's not great. So I think what they should do is make Tucker their Jon Snow and he can just kind of, like...
Yes, perfect Jon Snow.
Ferry people through the wall, this imaginary wall. I'm not saying we have to put a real wall up in Northern Ireland.
Lord knows there's been enough of them.
And then he can just kind of ferry people between. But, like, what I really want people to get from this really roundabout analogy is that, like they need a Mance Raider as well. Jesus, this does not have the legs I thought it did.
You've lost me. You've well lost me this stage of life.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is everyone beyond the wall, I mean up the north, like,
Is this about Game of Thrones or Naughty Wrestling now?
Which one's Sam?
JDP is Sam. He's really sound. He's really just chilled and laid back. Like.
And then sometimes says things that gets people, like, all up in art now.
What character is Ben Given?
Ben Given could be Sam because he's got all the information.
Oh,
that's really
would.
Good. Like, that's really good. I like how, like, we have one episode where no one's asked us blah as our wrestlers.
We're doing it anyway.
We've given ourselves Game of Thrones characters as Northern Irish wrestlers.
But, like, my actual, like, not well made point here is that, like, remember when all the northern people in Game of Thrones banded together,
right,
and they did great things because, yeah, they came down and defeated the Night King? Mm. That's what Northern Irish wrestling needs to do. They need to get their giants and their wildlings and their children. They're not beyond the wall. They are beyond the wall.
Get their children.
Of the forest.
What are you saying the Northern Irish wrestlers need to do with their children?
I started a thought and didn't finish it. I'm saying all the wrestlers up the north need to work together, right, and train in each other's schools, yeah, and work each other's shows and, like, be one big wildling gang, and then we'll let them pass the wall.
But who's the Night King?
Tommy McNulty.
Ah, there we go. Tommy McNulty.
Yes.
If you all band together and kill Tommy McNulty.
Oh, no.
No! No.
Night King was killed.
Why are you reacting like that was a legitimate suggestion? Whoa! For the record, we're not saying. Like, I think they know.
We love you, Tommy.
I've heard some weird low blows ideas. I'm just saying, you never know sometimes what's real and what's not. Like,
there is a core to my point that that Northern Irish wrestlers need to work together more and stop with the, like, oh, this is my house kind of bullshit.
Right.
Maybe down south would have been a better Game of Thrones analogy. I don't know, all right?
The analogy's
not working.
I think you got stuck on the north.
I got
You're
stuck
like,
on
what
the
happened
north.
In the north in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I did. They should all work together, and as I said, then we'll let them pass the wall.
There we go. Fair enough. Ben the Given also got on, our commentary buddy, and said, in proud tradition of questions that involve putting Irish wrestlers in things, incredibly ambitious G1-esque round robin tournament happens. What are your blocks and what do you name the tourney? This has Corporate Keen written all over it. So just go.
I put a lot of effort into this. Would you fucking believe, like, literally, I was like,
it's the summertime and it's a fantasy booking question. So yes, I would believe it.
This, I'm actually really happy with this block. Like, I'll put in, it's 10 wrestlers, yeah? Okay, thank fuck, I got that right. I put in 10 Irish wrestlers. I wanted to go with the 10 best, but then I also kind of wanted to put some stories in there. So I'm like, all right, we're going to have to mix it up a little bit. So I'll list them out and I'll explain then afterwards why I put... This is block A. Becky Lynch, Damien Corbin, Darren Kearney, Finn Balor, Jordan Devlin, LJ Cleary, Killian Dane, Nathan Martin, Scotty Davis, Session Mott. Right? So, first of all, you got Becky Lynch, right? Becky Lynch versus Session Mott. Becky versus Balor, Becky versus Devlin, you know what I mean?
Oh.
So many matches you want to see in there, yeah? Then you've got, like, the Battle of the Nordies, right? Corbin and Killian Dane. That's another...
Ooh.
Yeah, that would headline one of the nights. Then you've got, like, More Than Hype. And the way I do that would be, you've got, like, all the More Than Hype lads get a win over each other. So I think,
nice,
I had it, like, Darren beats Nathan, Nathan beats LJ, LJ beats Darren. So then, what you call it? Then Darren can tease Nathan about that, and then over time, Nathan turns psycho, and that's how More Than Hype end up fighting with each other, for real. Which would be fucking mad. Then obviously you got, like, Balor Devlin, like, that's... And the way I do that would be I'd have Balor beat Devlin again, so that when Devlin beats Balor, it'd be, like, a big thing.
Mm.
But overall, I'd have Devlin win that block, because it's Devlin, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's block A. I actually thought that was really good.
No. I'm just listening and enjoying it.
Block B, right? So, I'll just read it out for you again. I might not explain why I have everyone here, because it's more just kind of, like, good wrestlers I want to see. Aiden, Dom Tuck, Electro, Hooch, both members of 2 Unlimited, Jumpin' Jacob Ryan, Mr. Charlie, Sharp, Adam Farrell, and Unknown. So that's block B. And I'm just going to skip to the winner, because again, it's all dream matches, you know what I mean? So, Jordan Devlin versus Mr. Charlie is the final, with Mr. Charlie becoming Mr. G1 after he beats Devlin to win the whole thing. So that's how I do that.
Amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I can't do better.
No.
I just knew when it's a fantasy booking question, especially when you're off college, I'm like, Keane's got this.
I'm so upset that courage isn't a thing and you don't get to book those.
Oh
matches.
My God.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, this is why we need Corbin Keane as a booker. Like,
imagine a G1 with all those lads.
What
so
would we
good.
Call it? The C1?
I don't even know.
What would be like, we call it G1 but not Climax. Something shit.
Yeah, like, just, I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
G1, what's the opposite of Climax? G1 Impotent.
The what?
Jesus.
What's the opposite of Climax? G1 Floppy.
We'll come up with a better name. It would have been a work in progress, I'd imagine.
Last but not least, Alan Tarrant got on and asked, all right, I'm hoping this was never done before. What write the perfect Tinder bio for an Irish wrestler? Who are we thinking? Who could use help on Tinder?
Okay, that turns it into a loaded
question. No. I don't want it to be like, no, I don't mean like who's like not getting matches or anything like that. Who's not like, who wouldn't be good at writing a bio for themselves? Who could like we help?
Well, I won't name them, but I have helped some Irish wrestlers with their Tinder bios.
No way. Okay, without naming them, can you tell us the bio that you've given them?
Well, it was more so helping select pictures. Right. My main role.
Okay.
I've never been on Tinder. Like, me and Phil have been together 8 years. I've missed the whole Tinder thing, right?
Yeah.
So I have
You're better
so
off.
Much fun on other people's Tinder. Like, I constantly beg my friends to give it to me on nights out so I can just swipe.
Yeah.
And do that sort of stuff.
I get that.
So yeah, your Tinder profile, you want it to be like fun and natural and like not overly posed, but have a little bit of your personality. Like, I advise that a wrestling promo shot is not a good Tinder bio. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's you in your pants. You know, people who don't get wrestling won't get that. But
yeah.
Like, you know, topless picture on a beach, you're showing off your body. It's fun. It's adventurous. You know, it's just, there's a lot of thought. Like, has to have a nice smile, bit of connection with the camera. But who do we apply this to?
Right, okay, I've got something here, right? This will make for a good segment, although I don't necessarily... I'm making myself vulnerable, but fuck it, it's good content. Tinder bio. Right, okay. Since you do consulting on it... Hold on, I'm trying to get my profile up now. Their info. There you go. Yeah, Grant. You feel free to critique as, like, in
okay.
terms of bio or whatever.
Okay, that's a good profile picture.
It's me getting punched. That's by Jay Money, actually. That's Jay Money's fist.
Okay.
And smiling and okay. being happy with it.
Smiling is good. A little bit personality. People might be concerned that that's your own fist, though. If you had the same picture without the fist, it'd be slightly better.
All right.
But yeah, I like that. That's a good. Do I swipe to see the rest of them?
Yeah.
Okay, then you got your moody second shot. Probably wouldn't have the semi-naked lady in the background.
It's a picture. It's a black and white.
People won't understand where that's from. I know where it's from because I know you. People might just think you're either an artsy French photographer, which isn't true.
Okay.
Or that you are, you know, the age you are and you still have posters of naked ladies on your wall.
That's fair. I didn't think of that.
That's a great one. Nice and natural. Shows you friends.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Because there's other people in it.
But they won't be too random or something, because they're not.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It gives the impression of friends.
Yeah. Okay. You just want to lose. I don't really.
And then this one is good because, you know, you're in a suit. That's a bit more.
Yeah, I thought
like,
that. The suit.
Yeah. It's a bit more authoritative.
That's my Five Factory GM one, actually.
That's a question picture. That's a. Oh, tell me about that last picture. Where was that taken?
Why in a suit with a wall that's made of chipboard?
It's very interesting backgrounds you have on the wall.
I know,
between the naked ladies, the chipboard, and the bricks. And then, yep, you're showing them your workout.
I got
that's
it.
Good. Yeah. You actually have a good selection of pictures here. There's a good range of personality.
Go through the bio. Feel free to critique as...
Okay, a lot of emojis.
Yeah.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Okay, interesting.
Keen, how do you feel about this?
The emojis, I mean, you know, you have to do what you have to do. It's not my thing, but you're not trying to get with me, so, you know, I wouldn't worry about it.
I think the nerd hashtag is redundant because your first two listed are Game of Thrones and Harry Potter. I don't think you need to specify your nerd.
I'm cool with that.
And your last one is hilarious.
Whoa.
No, like, that's actually the word you have to
yeah,
describe
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, I am,
is
though. People need to know that.
Is there a more subtle way of conveying that?
Gas. What if I just said gas?
You could put, like, hosts a comedy podcast.
What? I think gas. Like, but no, that could, like, give the impression that I'm gaseous.
And, oh my God, I've just seen your tagline.
What?
Tired of the old shift and drift. Like...
Why did I agree to do this?
Like, it's... I know you love rhyming, so that's good.
I do like
that
rhyming.
Does show one of
that's
your
what
interests.
I want.
Shows you got
I do that. I'll put rhyming instead of hilarious.
You finished it well, looking for someone to go on new adventures with, because that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want something super serious, super casual.
Yeah.
You know, just someone to have fun with.
Adventures.
That's good.
So get rid of hilarious, nerd, and shift and drift.
Yeah.
But put in that I like to rhyme.
No, you can keep the tired old shift and drift because you've saved it with what?
But then I like to rhyme.
Oh, I thought you said I like to write. And I was like, no, don't put that in.
Look at her face. Wrong.
Hello there. In case it wasn't clear by the Tinder profile, I do, in fact.
I love this button at the end. My fingers hovering over. Report Rick.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's good. Just a few changes.
Why did I agree to that? Keen, have you got an Irish wrestling Tinder bio?
No, I've no experience on Tinder. Could you imagine if I was on Tinder? It'd be like four dark pictures of me in my room alone watching wrestling.
And then the last one is just a box of Pringles.
Probably the cartoon version of you in there as well.
What would your tagline be? I like Pringles. I like Pringles. Eric Rowan is my champion.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah, I mean, it's stuff that literally nobody would even fucking. I don't know. Yeah.
But all you need is one person. You have that one person, obviously. But like, we're hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Can I just point out that one of the first things he ever said to me was, "Yeah, Eric Rowan's my favorite wrestler." So that kind of says everything.
Yeah.
That
he, you know. There you go.
I think that should be a tagline. Personally,
it did work, didn't it? So I mean, fuck it.
not really.
But you know what? If they don't know who Eric Rowan is, they're not the one for me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This is it. You only need the one to do. Unfortunately, you have her.
That's why I would leave in the Game of Thrones Harry Potter. So I know you're passionate about that.
Yeah, and if that works, like that gets people straight away. They're like, "Oh well, I also like Game of Thrones."
The Battle of Blanche. Leave that in your bio.
No, God no!
I'm the one doing the frog splash.
Do you like frog splashes? No, Jesus Christ, no!
I was looking up a video that Low Blows had uploaded, and I think it was the four-way from the Hanger Show, the women's four-way. And it's like all these comments, all these thumbs up, and it's like, oh, this is actually a great match, blah, blah. One comment at the end: I am furious. There were no low blows in this at all. And I was just like, that poor lad. Like, just watched 15 minutes that match, waiting for a low blow, and it never came.
I see how you got there, mate. But
I see how we got there. I see how we got there. And, like, but I mean, I could feel the frustration. Like, yeah. He was so thick that he had to watch actual wrestling.
Like, I feel like he could have used the powers of deduction in the four-way women's match. The reason that it's unlikely.
Now, hang on. I have used the low blow quite a bit in all female matches.
Yeah, I know. It's not unheard of, but it's also, like, you know, not as effective.
But I love how he wasn't angry. He was furious. He was human-like.
I mean, his pants were... Sorry, I lowered the tone too far. Sorry.
You're the same person who told Undertaker to get his tits out. The tone is already very low.
Katie in her 30s is filthy.
I a cougar now?
Yeah, this is it. Cougar Katie. We're going to have Katie judge your Tinder profile still to come here on Astro Blows.
What happened to me?
Katie, my favorite cougar.
Hashtag feminist icon.
From feminist.
Will you bring like holy water next time just for me, just to have like here? That'd
be great. Like. Amazing.
Holy water. I just say something inappropriate, it just douse me. I burn.
Simpsons WWE got on and asked, what do you think Scott Steiner is doing right now? Probably something mad weird, I bet.
Matt.
It is 4 o'clock in the day where Scott Steiner is.
How'd you know that off by heart?
5 hours.
Don't you always track Scott Steiner?
Oh, well, yeah. But, like, I just...
Well, like, assuming that he's... I think he's from New York or thereabouts, isn't he? Am I right in saying that, Katie? I'm looking at you.
No, well, where's... I mean...
Where's Scott Steiner from?
He could be based somewhere else, though. But, I mean...
I'd say he's dying that patch on his beard. Yeah. I feel like he does that at 4 o'clock every day, and then he puts on his chainmail and shouts in the mirror.
He just literally, yeah, this is it. What is he shouting? Like, when he's alone? Is it like Bruce Willis? It's like, you are a cool guy.
He's psyching himself up, and he's like, the whole world knows you can't do math, but that's okay, because you can do other things. You can lift people up.
What if, like, Scott Steiner is actually a massive nerd behind the scenes, and he just sits there eating Pringles, watching wrestling? You never know.
So he's you.
Maybe he's like...
It's 4 o'clock where Scott Steiner is, if he's in Michigan right now, where he's from.
Is he in Michigan?
Yeah.
Maybe he's hanging out with Allison Kay? You never know. Home of the Kings.
Seems
and Queens.
Unlikely. Yeah.
Who else is in Michigan? The Motor City Machine Guns. They're from Michigan. Maybe he's hanging out with them. I didn't prepare this answer.
Yeah, one's one of the ones, surprisingly, that I thought about a lot.
He is definitely topless.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that. Is he
married? Is Scott Steiner married?
No, he just has loads of women.
Yeah, actually, that's it.
Yeah.
He's like Dan Bilzerian, but a really carny version. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like got, he's done it, he's like no skill. He's like doing like...
What?
Like, he's not what? Like, he's like, did you remember like in 2003 where he tried to do a double axe handle on Test off the fucking apron and like to the outside, and Test was like about 3 foot away and he still missed and fell on his arse?
Right.
That was 16 years ago.
Yeah. Right. He did that. He clipped his ankle. Test still went down. Still, just to get hurt him. You know what I mean? He knew that he didn't have to go all out. He used to put all of his strength. So he used some of his strength, saved it for later on in the match. It's fucking smart.
I like to think he's like your man in Beyond the Mat. He just like does jumping jacks on a little trampoline, and it's a tiny trampoline. And he has like he has about 15 of them in his back garden.
Wait, where?
Because he's a big guy in his back garden in Michigan. He's a big guy, and he gets full on dumbbells. So like he's using 40s each for this, and he jumps on the trampoline and breaks it. And then he doesn't realize that there's a problem with this because he's a big dude and it's a small trampoline. No. And then he jumps on the next trampoline and also breaks.
He just sounds like one of them dogs who doesn't realize how big they are when they're climbing on your lap.
That's Scott Steiner.
You know,
yeah.
I think Scott Steiner's
and then he goes back in and is small spoon with one of the girls he has lying around, because he's definitely one of those guys who, when he's on his own private time, he's baby spoon. That's 100%. He just wants to be cuddled. And he's like, do you remember the Unsullied in Game of Thrones where it turns out they just want to be cuddled?
Yeah,
he's that. He's the big tough guy on the outside, but then they whisper it, like they rub his head, and they like they have one girl who just rubs his little beard, little weird beard, and then tells him like nice things. It's like, you're really strong, and everyone's jealous of you in wrestling, and you're the best. And they just kind of prop up his ego.
I think he's sitting there looking at the Isle of Man flag, being like, "Why does this lad have three legs in three different directions?" I mean, that.
That is the most Sheldon Cooper answer that I've ever heard.
It confuses me.
Andrew Scracker on and said, right, I've been watching Jackass 3, and my question to you, if Irish wrestling was Jackass, who'd be who?
This is my fucking question. Growing up, Jackass was my shit.
It's right, it's all you then.
So,
you can consult.
Except I'm like, whoever, if I don't like you, make Ryan Dunn, who's my favourite, I'll be pissed.
Ryan Dunn's your favourite?
Yeah.
Ryan Dunn, I idolised Ryan Dunn growing up. I idolised
Oh
Ryan
my god, is this the
world? Did we just become best friends?
Did I not talk about this on the show before, ever?
No.
Ryan Dunn was the first celebrity death I grieved over. I idolised him. Literally, it was a weird person to idolise, but that was...
Yeah, yeah, he was great.
Oh my god, you guys.
I just thought he was the funniest.
Wokeens, it's happening.
Right, so, there's 9 main characters, anyway. Johnny Knoxville, I said, was Jordan Devlin, just because he's the face. Just because he's, the face of Irish wrestling right now. That's kind of my logic behind it.
Yeah.
Bam Margera, right? I went with it could be any more than hype member. I went with Darren Kearney, but it could be any of them, right?
Yeah, I see it.
I went with that because April Margera, Bam's mom, is Katie. Right? Husband's called Phil, but also, anytime Bam wakes him up at, fucking 4 in the morning to light their bed on fire or whatever the fuck it was he was doing, April's reaction is exactly what Katie's reaction would be. Like, it was just, it wasn't even like anger, like fuck you, it's just like BAM.
I have said Darren.
Yes, I can imagine 100% imagine it. Like a hyper Bam Margera, more than hype member.
Nailed
with that,
it.
Like perfect. Ryan Dunn, I actually went with Justy.
Oh, I was thinking that too. Because who else would swim in their own shit?
He just did. Like, not only that, like I was thinking as well, I went with Darren Kearney because he's Margera and Ryan Dunn were kind of like almost a tag team. I know they weren't, but they were kind of like, they were pals and that was kind of their thing. And Justy and Darren Kearney were a tag team. So I was like, right, Justy. But also, he looks a little bit like Justy, like the beard, a little bit. And also, yeah, just his role. It was very Justy. It was kind of like, he'd do all like the dumb funny shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, but I don't know, he just pulled it off really well. I don't know. Steve-O, I actually went with Martin Steers.
I see it.
Yeah. It's
the thinker, but I see it.
It's the hyper one, do you know what I mean? It's kind of like just a mad fucker, whatever. Chris Pontius, Party Boy, went with Seshima. I thought it was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Wee Man, I just went with Klong because he's small and he flips. I couldn't think of a Wee Man off the top of my head. I went with that.
Right.
Preston, again, kind of the opposite. He's just big, so I just went with Tron. Because him and Wee Man used to do all stuff, and that's kind of like what's it? Nightmare Edition with Rock Shandy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bollocks, I didn't have any for Dave England because he's just a lad who shat a lot. Anyone who shits a lot in Irish wrestling? I don't actually, that's such a random fucking thing. I don't know.
We're going to be outing people here, so maybe let's
we'll come back to Dave, maybe. I don't know.
This is going to be a thing that Irish wrestlers tweet about afterwards. So we'll leave it to them. Like, we won't out them.
Aaron McGeehee, the final one, I went with Dom Tuck. Aaron McGeehee is the Dom Tuck of Jackass.
Do you want to know an interesting fact about Aaron McGeehee?
What?
My confirmation name is Aaron after Aaron McGeehee.
No fucking way.
And it's spelled the same way, E-H-R-E-N.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
You're named after Aaron McGeehee.
Because when I was in all the fucking E-feds, that was also my E-fed name after Aaron McGeehee.
Why Aaron McGeehee?
I just really liked him.
But he basically, my logic for picking Dom was that he was the Dom Tuck of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was the one that everyone kind of took the piss out of and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, actually, my first choice, my confirmation name was Stephanie, after Stephanie McMahon, and that was rejected.
Thank fuck. Oh my God.
How fucking, like, marky would that have been at this stage of my life?
Oh, God. Imagine, like, you go after your tryout, and you're just like, middle name? No.
you had to give a reason as well, like, to the teacher before she let you pick it. So when it came to Aaron, that was actually what I was going to be when I was born. And it's what my dad named his company after. So I was like, it's a family name.
So
but
what year were you born again?
89.
So this is 2000. So this is like when Stephanie is like marrying Test and shit.
Yeah.
That's the person you chose to name yourself after.
Yeah.
Why? I could see, like, maybe 2002 where it's like she's GM, strong, powerful businesswoman and stuff. But, like, hang on. What about Stephanie then was like...
I thought she's real cool.
But how are you freaked out over the Stephanie stuff? Aaron McGeehee. You're named after Aaron McGeehee. Not like Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, well, like,
that's normal, but like...
Johnny Harvey.
I liked the name Aaron, and then because I liked Aaron McGeehee, I was like, I'm going to spell it that way because that's cool. I've never seen it
like
that
Aaron
way.
McGeehee?
I just thought he, like... I don't know. I don't know.
It's so random.
That's amazing.
Maybe I saw something in myself in him that, like...
Because he gets bullied the whole time. Oh my God, Katie's the Aaron McGee.
There we go. Nailed it.
Final question comes in from Tony Kenny, at Tony Kenny 2622. I don't know, she's... I thought there's a woman here. I thought she was shouting at me and it put me off.
This is his host in Kryptonite. If there's any distractions that aren't expected whatsoever, Keen.
I just freeze. I wish I had Rick's confidence of just telling random people to shut up.
Imagine, like, if something happens in the background and, like, Keen just goes quiet and you're going to be like, and you hear me be like, you're listening to Ass Low Blows. That's what's happened. That's why I'm making the same. Go on, anyway.
So... this week's Queen versus Keen is list as many 24/7 champions as possible in 30 seconds. Now, normally, Rick's the host, and normally, Rick makes me go first. However, I'm the host, so I can make Katie go first, and also, I can do the timer. So I'll do the timer, don't worry about it.
No!
You can do the host. You can
no, because I might actually be alright no, at this.
Well, here's your chance.
He's the host.
No!
Katie, your time.
He's the host.
I'm the host. Your time starts now.
Oh my God.
One.
Mike Kanellis, Maria
three,
Kanellis,
four,
Maria's
nine,
unborn
six,
baby, or true,
seven, eight,
Carmella.
Nine, ten,
the revival, 11, 12, both of them, 13, that counts as two.
14,
Alundra Blaze.
78,
90, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, Elias.
You got, what is it? You got three there at the end, so that's 14.
That's good.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Maria, Mike, lose baby, it. Revival.
Yeah, you got 14.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks.
All right. So, how do you want to do this as host?
You can time it. I trust you. I don't trust Katie at all. I think
okay. All right, good.
But I'm going to ask you nicely to just extend it. You know what I mean? Like, people have their own...
No, hosts don't have that power.
I'm gonna put 30 seconds on the stopwatch.
Actually, no. Oh my God, I've got a stopwatch right here that I can use.
No.
Oh my God. Fine. We'll do it fair and square.
All right,
fine.
14 to beat for Katie's first win. All right, whenever you're ready, it starts now.
Drake Maverick, R-Truth, Maria, Mike, The Revival, Titus O'Neil, EC3, Cedric,
3 seconds.
Katie Harman. Hooch. Best wrestling 24/7 title. Yes. No, he never said which 24/7 title. Hooch. Nick Campbell, the ref. The kid. The kid that won it.
This doesn't fucking count.
John 12 with 5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Katie wins.
Pause game on the host. I'm the host. You can pause game.
Oh my god. What a twist.
I can pause game. I'm the host.
We are the woke Katies.
We're not well. We already established.
I thought the woke part was the part you hated.
Oh yeah, we are the
Katie Keens.
No, we're not.
You should have thought of it. Got that better name.
We already debuted a name, and that's the way. You can just change the name after you debuted. We're not the Viking Raiders. You know what I mean? We're the Woke Keens.
I think you get to like set the gear or something. Like you get to make a decision for the tag team.
Can I pick our entrance music?
Yeah, you can.
I'm gonna do that.
All right. Well, what if we do?
Katie's face moved with so much energy there. Like,
What if we do that next week? What if we do the big reveal, like your entrance music next week, so you have a week to think about it? Okay.
I swear, it's gonna be fine. Whatever. Thanks, Tony Kenny. Fine. Yeah, that's
thanks,
fine.
Tony.
Whatever. It's no
so
big deal.
Salty.
I was good at that one.
You did so well as a host, like for your first week.
So I was focused on hosting duties. I was too focused.
I can't
to
believe
win.
You let me count unborn baby as a champion.
So you got 13.
No, we're counting it.
But you still won.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. It was 13-12?
Yeah.
See, if you round up to the nearest 13, we drew.
No,
so
we didn't draw.
Nice draw.
We
nice
didn't
draw.
Draw.
Time
I
draw.
Think, look, we look, we're all winners this week. No. I got a week off. Keen did a great job hosting, and Katie won Queen versus Keen.
So
that's a happy ending.
I suppose
ending.
I have to do the outro.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, it's actually over.
At Declan. Oh, Declan. Man, this question.
I forgot about this question.
The best question we've ever been asked. Hands down, I fucking love you to bits. At Declan Byrne 31. Who would you like to play you if there was ever a documentary about you? For me, it would be Rihanna. Because she can make anything good. Or else Tony Kelly. Because he can make any wrestling match sound good. Also, I would love Kia narrating my life. Declan, I don't know why you'd want me to narrate your life. Could you imagine that? He's having breakfast. He's
watching Summer Grover.
Pouring the milk in. I'd love to have Declan narrate my life just to see how he'd twist everything into Thatcher and Shamrock Rovers. It's like Keane leaves his house at 6:30 in the morning to go to college. The first one to leave his house, like Shamrock Rovers were the first team to get X amount of trophies. Or it'd be like, you know, having a cereal with a spoon. Terry Thatcher also eats stuff with spoons, you know what I mean? I'd like that. It'd be interesting. This question I'd be in absolute tears. I just love how it's like Rihanna. Like,
no, I just like it. There's so many layers to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like
for a start. I don't think you know what a documentary is, Declan, but I like how sure you are that you do.
I think he does. And do you know what? Like, I'm with him on that. Because you know what my answer is? My answer is either, like, Eric Rowan or Bobby Lashley with
to
a wig.
To play you in a documentary.
Yeah, with a wig. It'd be funny. It'd be like, they look nothing like me, but it'd be funny. And you'd know it's me because they'd be like, oh, Keane, and Bobby Lashley would be like, hi. You know what I mean? So you know that it's me.
I just imagine Bobby Lashley with your voice. Like, they overdub Bobby Lashley with your voice.
So what is this? Is this a crime call reenactment? Like,
I was watching that. I was literally watching Crime Call for the first time in years last week. It's horrific. But, you know, if they can put out Crime Call, like, reconstruction and stuff, why can't we have a Declan Byrne documentary with Rihanna as Declan Byrne? Rihanna in, like, a Shamrock Rovers top and a Terry Thatcher scarf, you know what I mean?
So we just, like, it's a documentary on Declan Byrne's life, and then Rihanna's just like, I really like Shamrock Rovers.
No, but it's dubbed, because it's dubbed by Tony Kelly, so it's her, like, visually, but Tony Kelly's doing the audio on it. This is a banging documentary. If we do a GoFundMe on this, I'll kick
into it.
Yeah,
I'll imagine that. Rihanna.
By Tony Kelly.
So what? What are your answers?
I'm like, don't tell Tony Kelly what he's narrated. Just give it to him. Like, just put it there.
Actually, I did tweet this to Tony Kelly when the question came out because it's something I genuinely want to see. And he was like, you know, I have acted like weirder shit than this. Like, but yeah, so who would you want to play you in a documentary?
Uh, Sienna.
Oh, I don't know how I'd feel about that. That is very conflicting.
I know, which wow. is exactly why I would
still,
do it.
It's still Alison Kay and it's still the AK-47, but it's also...
But
like,
you'd have to cheer my life accomplishments.
But, and I know, Joe, I download the documentary illegally and then I dub over it, so it's like, hey, and then as soon as it says Katie Harvey, you'd be like, hey. Alison
Just get Kay. Tony Kelly to do that as well. Yeah. You need to do a twofer.
I would like Chris from Keenan and Kel to play me in a documentary dubbed over by Justy. There you go.
We don't need to keep doing dubs. We can just like...
No, I think we need to keep doing dubs.
No, that's it.
Just, yeah. Oh, weekly Justy mention.
Justy.
Dubbing you in a documentary.
What's your favourite Justy fact? What's your favourite like bit of Justy information? Like, I like how Justy was the first man to land on the moon. For example, like that's my favourite Justy fact of the week because we know so much about Justy and we always get his stats right when it comes to him. Last week he was very happy with us like getting facts correct. Do you know Justy was the first ever Irish Junior Heavyweight Champion as well?
Did mad. You
know that? Yeah, it's mad. So fair play. Like not a lot of people know that, but it's the truth.
Justy facts. Yeah, Justy, he knows where all the good eel porn is. Anyway,
I was supposed to text Justy during the week. You know your Facebook memories?
Yeah.
One popped up from him to me about 8 years ago, and it was like, obviously we'd been at a night out the night before, and it was like, hey, Katie, where did you disappear to last night? Are you alive? And I wrote back like, yeah, Justy, sorry, I went to the toilet and ran into one of my mates and she was really sick and then I brought her a taxi and I took her. Yeah, I meant to text them because I had just started hanging out with that group of people and I was too embarrassed to say I was the person getting sick. I had to be taken home. I had given Phil my number and I'd given him the wrong number so no one could get in touch with me and they all thought I was dead. So there you go, Justy.
So that's like your first Justy kind of, like your first like, for social media interaction.
Well, yeah, like we've been training for probably 6 months at that point, but like I just start like going out with them socially and stuff. And like he was like, hey, what happened? Did you die? Like, no, I actually just drank way too much Jaeger and ended up having to be taken home by one of my mates I ran into downstairs. She basically found me falling around the place and being like, who are you with? Wrestlers. Okay, you're too drunk, you're going home.
I like as well how Justy was being nice to you at that stage. Hey there, Katie, how's tricks? Are you all right there? Just checking in on you. Hope everything's okay. And it's like, how far you've come, where now it's like, fuck you, I hope you die.
There was another comment further down where I'm like, fuck's sake, someone's after robbing my shoes out of my handbag. This is the worst night ever. Justy again underneath. Hey, Katie, you left those in our car last night. Were you really that bad? Yes, clearly I was.
And I can't emphasize enough, thank you for the question, Declan. That is like genuinely like top
amazing
one question ever. Like we haven't been, if you were to rank the history of like best questions and Ask Low Blows and like top 10 ever, Declan would be at least like 5 of them.
I think if we're ever stuck for questions, we just repeat this one again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can, yeah, it'll never be the same twice.
At Stagmore13. Right, so just to explain one thing. This was a question sent in three neatly laid out Twitter tweets. Rick decided in the doc to put these three tweets straight together. Just mash them together. Big, dirty fucking... Just get your hands and squash them. So, I'm going to probably have trouble reading this because I'm tired and, you know, whatever. But, we'll go for it. Okay. First things first, I want to say, before I ask my question for this week, I both enjoy and think women wrestling is as good and often, like, better than men's from a storytelling and performance point of view. Alright, first of all, no need, right? When I don't assume you're sexist by asking a question criticizing women's wrestling, but when I see that, I'm like, you seem to be saying that a lot, you know what I mean? Like, why, I mean, like, it's, I mean, what, like, what, we, were we to assume that you were like that you did hate women's wrestling and I don't know, I mean, like, now I'm asking questions, Chris. No, I lost where I am. Oh yeah, my question is not a pop at women's wrestling. Well, I mean, yeah, we're just gonna have to be judging.
I wasn't thinking it was, but I am now.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, wait, you see
my,
where he's wait,
my Batman senses are tingling.
Oh shit.
Oh, you awoken the feminist, Chris. What have you done?
Oh, here it comes. Here's the The nuke. The not oh, even shit. Like the bomb. The pipe nuke that's bomb. Being dropped.
Pipe it's... bomb en route here. Katie, hold yourself back.
Brace yourself.
I'm take a deep breath.
Can we get some security guards in? You know, like in MMA sometimes.
We'll
like,
do a Devon
in case Starr. I fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll
like
do a Devon Starr. You hold the phone over there and Katie's on the other side.
Okay, Katie. Stay calm. Is the women's division the weak link in AEW?
Oh!
Oh. The way it is presented, the gimmicks and lack of gimmicks that they've given them, the way the commentary speaks about it just makes it feel not good. I feel it's not the performer's fault, it's AEW's. I feel that, but I'm willing to be corrected. I would love to hear Katie Harvey's take on this, as she is a huge fan of AEW and a performer. Again, I enjoy women wrestling, and we'll be watching Ring of Honor now that Martina.
Poor Chris. So, read out the last bit. That's actually a cool tidbit.
Now that they have Martina on Fridays on Sky Channel 192?
Apparently. What I don't know that either.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's actually pretty cool. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, it's a cool tidbit.
Not sexist, Chris. Katie, what do you want to think about sexist Chris? Not sexist Chris's question.
Chris.
And they call me sexist.
Dear Christopher.
Yes.
Dearest Christopher.
Dearest Christopher. I agree with you, Chris.
Yeah, that's actually a fair question.
Yeah, it's a really fair point. I want to just... before I answer the question, I want to just reassure you, you don't have to defend your stance so much, you know? I don't believe you're sexist. I believe that you enjoy women's wrestling. I believe that, you know, you find it entertaining. And I'm really happy that you're that aware of what you're projecting into the world. That's really cool. Okay? But you do not have to worry about it this much.
Like, yeah, if you criticize women's wrestling, like, Katie's not going to jump down your throat.
Yeah, once it's a fair and measured criticism and it's the same way you would criticize men's wrestling, all good in my book.
Having said that, I would have loved if you gave the same kind of caveat and then the end of it was like, do you not think they should just get their tits out?
See,
no, Katie, I do. I'm not sexist.
That'd be a plot.
It's the exact same tweet, but that's in the middle.
That would make my head explode.
That would be amazing.
That'd be such a plot twist. At Irish Slam Dan, what's your favourite road trip to Cork on the 20th of October 2019 story?
I wasn't there for that road trip, so that's me. I'm
speaking to the mic.
Thank you. I wasn't there for that road trip, so I'm going to give that to Troy.
I'll take it first, because we're going to save Troy till last, baby. Well... what he's talking about, because I'm sure people are just like, what? Is that day was Phoenix Rising. Great show, deadly crack. The car was Slam Dan, who generously drove us up to Cork. Me, Troy Mendes, Debbie Keitel, and Justy. And it was a very entertaining car journey. Some stories came out, but before we get into that, as Troy Mendes will brief in a moment, I'll just say my favourite memory, which is when we stopped, I got out of the car, and I thought Troy Mendes had got out the other side of the car, like he did the time before when we stopped at the garage. And then I went to close the door, and I smashed him in the head. Any comment, Troy?
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it did hurt.
And I went and wrestled later with a sore head.
Alright, well, now we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. Troy Mendes, do you want to do the honors?
Oh. So, October 20th, the car journey to Phoenix Rising.
Story time.
I told the great old story of young Troy Mendes. I was at a school trip. We were over in Italy, stayed in a hotel, shared a room with classmates. I shared a room with two of my classmates, and I got sick after eating loads of pizza and just hot food. So after getting sick in the hotel, my mate brings the teacher over to check on me. So I'm lying in bed sick after getting sick with a sore chest after eating plenty of hot food that I've already mentioned. The teacher asks me, "Troy, what is wrong with you?" And I said, "Oh, I have a sore chest and I got sick." So then my teacher, it's a woman, starts rubbing my belly like I'm some dog. And I'm just... And my two mates just were watching Len, and I didn't know how to react, but yeah, I got a belly rub from a teacher.
Yeah, again, I don't know what was just played. I'm sure it was great, probably. Thanks for listening. We still haven't gotten food or water, and he's telling me to be enthusiastic. We're still, Justy and Katie are still here from the main show that you listened to weeks ago. Justy, are you okay? Are you alive?
I just need to get out of here.
Katie, are you dead?
It's like the fire festival of podcasts.
What the fuck? Katie's dead. No, she's just after making dying noises because she's dying. Because you haven't given us food or water and you blocked us. We've been here a full week. It's a full week. It's literally Christmas. Our families are waking up being like, "Where's Corporate Keane?" They don't say that. That was never my name given to me by either of my parents, but... Still, they're curious because I'm here in the middle of town with no food or water. And again, thanks for making me the host, but I don't know. Yeah, bye.